Sean served, I suppose, the farmers in Sligo and further afield with distinction down through the years, because he was there always representing both his branch level in Temple Boy, Drummer West, right up to county level on numerous county committees at national level for the IFA. He was always a hard-working farmer, and then he went on also to represent like the farmers. He was a pioneer as regards being involved in the Tarrera Advisory Committee for Connacht Gold, NCF as he used to say. He served on MARC committees, he served on loads of various boards inside in Arevo as well. So his talents transcended many farming organisations, right through to community organisations, through to his involvement in the restoration of Temple Boy Church. Sean was always giving back to the farming and the farming community and the wider society of his local area here in Sligo and that. And it's sad to think that he'll be no longer there to guide us along in all the different committees that he was always involved in.
From what you're saying there, he was a real champion of the West Sligo and the Sligo region as well.
Very much so. Like as I said, like his latest great project was to see the restoration of Temple Boy Church. He was very much involved in that, and he was always attending the Arevo advisory committees beyond up until recently, beyond in Eastkey, whenever they were on, or he'd be in at our county executives and giving everybody like some advice or whatever else. And I suppose he was like an encyclopedia of knowledge, because no matter what committee you were on with Sean, he always seemed to know what happened in the past, so he could tell you where or what to do or whatever else. He represented like the IFA on several committees in relation to the council to make sure the farmers' views was heard there. So Sean was selfless, like he always gave of his time to everybody and freely, to better his area and better the lives of farmers as well.